know if I'm like screaming or if I screamed enough, but there, guys, it's the first day of the year 2021, and your favorite mother girl gets to like record a podcast episode. Okay, so I'm going to say they be like, Happy New Year to everyone listening to me right now. Oh my god, it's really amazing that you scaled through 2020. I scaled through 2020. 2020 was we thank God. We honestly thank God for allowing us to see 2021. It's pretty amazing, and I trust that this year is actually going to be very awesome. So your favorite Ibadan girl is back again on another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl, and today is really exceptional because it's the first day of the year and there's a podcast episode. Like, oh my god, if I did not record a podcast episode today, trust me, I would have like, I would probably feel like I'm like the most serious person. How would you record an episode on the first day of the year, like the first Friday of the year? But then I'm super excited to be with every one of you guys. Last week on the podcast, we had the reason for the season. That was our topic last week on the podcast, and it was really amazing. Someone sent me the feedback, and oh my god, guys, I'm just overwhelmed. I don't know why I'm overwhelmed, but I'm just excited that it's the first day of the year. So guys, today's episode is about the new year. Like I said, today's Happy New Year. I'm just going to be freestyling on how 2020 was, expectations for 2021, and the like. So here we go, guys. So for me, 2020 was an amazing year. It had a lot of ups and downs, I will never lie to anybody right now, but then it was really amazing. So let me just take some parts that of 2020 actually made sense for me. For my business, 2020 was nice. This year, 2020, my business clocked 5 years, and that's like a big deal. A lot of people celebrated me on that day, and it was really amazing. It felt like it was my birthday, but positive for my birthday, it was my business birthday, if there's anything like that. But concerning my business, 2020, I experienced a lot of growth in my business. There was a lockdown, there was Corona, there was a lot of things in 2020, but then for my business, it was really amazing. I was just wondering, like, is this how God works? Like, the year you expect to be a terrible year for you ends up being like your best year. So I'm really grateful to God concerning my business in 2020. Then spiritually, I'll say 2020 was actually amazing. You know, the spiritual journey is like it's like a race, like you go at your own pace. It wasn't so smooth, but then I'm really grateful to God for what He did, and I'm really hopeful that 2021 is actually going to be better. Like, it's going to be really, really better. Then fiscally, for me, I started 2020 with the note of fitness. Then on the journey, I don't know what happened, but then there was this break, like and it was just like, I don't know what happened. I just stopped the journey, fitness journey. I added more weight, and I don't know, but then I don't know what happened. Like after like the period, I just got my ginger back, and I'm on a fitness journey. And I've told my mom that, hey, 2021, you people no rest. But then like it's slow and steady wins the race. So I'm not in a journey with, I'm not competing with anybody. I'm just doing it at my own pace, and it's actually been making sense so far. So I trust that 2021 is actually going to make more sense. Then mentally, mentally 2021 tried to mess with me mentally. Like, I don't know, at some point like you're like this happy child, and at some point you're like, I beg. But then that was how 2020 was actually for me mentally. But then I'm happy that I was able to scale through. I had friends that could actually bring me out of it. I had family, I had God, I had a lot of things that I'm really, really grateful for in 2020 that helped me to scale through the old ups and downs that I had in 2020. So I'm really grateful for it. Then let's come to the podcast. Yay, 2020 podcast. Okay, so guys, for podcasts in 2020, I'm actually grateful for the podcast. Yes, I am. I had an amazing journey on my podcast last year, like podcast mastery, or how life was it. But then I knew there were ups and downs. I will not even lie. There were times that I said I'll be consistent, and boom, your favorite bad girl is gone. And there are times that I'm like, I would not, because it's like a lot of things. Don't let me even go deep into it. But then a lot of things actually happened on the podcast. Sometimes things were not encouraging, like maybe your listeners, like for now, I think my estimated audience is about 6 years. That is like quite low, but then I actually just enjoy doing this. And for the people that always listen to me, I'm really, really grateful for you guys. Like, I don't know every one of you, because I checked my podcast, estimated countries that listen to my podcast at least once in a while. I got about 13 countries, and I think that's like super amazing that some people that are listening to me are probably not even Nigerians. And it's overwhelming, and I'm grateful for each and every one of you that are listening to me. I love you guys so much, even if I cannot see you. But then, see, I'm like putting out the love shape, I mean, art shape for you guys right now, because you guys really matter and you made the journey sweet. Thank you. I love you guys so much. So looking ahead at the new year 2021, I'm sure a lot of people have resolutions, revolution. I don't know if that was supposed to come out, but then, like, I know a lot of people have plans for 2021, and some people are saying, don't overhype 2021, that was what's for 2020. But then, me, I'm of the opinion that you actually have to be very positive about 2021. Like, you have to be positive, because it's like the start of a new decade, and it's like the decade when we all live our book lives, we all get serious, we like get married, have children, and you know, like stuff like that are going to happen in this decade for quite a number of us. And I feel like we should actually have high expectations. So concerning my business, concerning the podcast, concerning my life spiritually, generally, relationship, I did not get into a relationship in 2020, but then it should happen in 2021 if it's the will of God for it to happen. So like I was saying, I feel like we need to all be positive about this year, this new decade. Like, even if 2020 was rough for you, I feel like don't bring that negativity into this year. Just be positive. Oh, something is happening, second wave of corona, this. Just remain positive, have high hopes, like have high expectations. I have a lot of expectations going into this new year, and if you feel cool writing it down, nobody's going to stop you. Just get a pen, get a paper, write it on your phone, just write it somewhere that you know that is safe, and write that, oh, this is your expectation for the year 2021. You could even send it to your mail. I think I'll do something like that. You could just send it to your mail, like, these are your expectations for 2021. You don't have to be too rigid, and at the end of 2021, if you crash some of them, fine. If you don't, we move, and you just like push it over to the next day, and trust that things are actually going to happen to you. So I'd like to hear from you concerning this episode. I'd like to know your opinion about if you want to write have your expectations written down for the year 2021, what do you hope to achieve, how your 2020 was, and I just love to hear from you. And please don't forget to send my chicken. Don't forget to send me food. You guys that like food, don't forget to send me happy new year food, so that I'll just eat. I know that's not possible, but then make sure you enjoy your day. And before I leave you guys, I'd like to say a very big shout out to one of my podcast friend, Mifa. Yay, Mifa wrote a book. I've not read it, but I have my copy already, and I would like to say you all should please buy my friend's book and read it and send a feedback. Mifa runs the You and I podcast. Yes, that's the name of his podcast. So if you check out this podcast, you will check out this book, and trust me, I'm sure you'll not be disappointed. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I love you all. See you next week. Bye.